The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the 2019 issue, September, of Sports Illustrated for Kids. We're going to begin on the cover. The top, Football Frenzy, double issue, flip for the college preview. And as we turn over, there it is, College Frenzy. Picture here of the pros, Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. Want you to know it's time to believe in the Browns. In the front cover also, it says, goodbye dog days, hello dog days. Let's see what we have for us for the next few weeks. As we turn the cover, we see an advertisement here of Epic Crunches here. And we have three of our Epic Fighters. EC, 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 Crunch that packs a punch. Goldfish Epic Crunch, Nacho, Ranch, and Honey Barbecue. What's the lineup for 2019? Volume 21, number 8. NFL Preview. 32 Scouting Reports. Andrew Luck, Patrick Mahomes, J.J. Watt. It's a league of playmakers, and we've identified the ones that will make or break all 32 teams. Page 52. The Cleveland Show. For two decades, they have given their fans in the dog pound little reason to woof. But shrewd drafting and off-season wheeling and dealing have made the Browns the NFL's hottest team. Page 56. Defense mechanisms. Coaches are turning to more versatile players and unpredictable schemes in an attempt to stop offenses that are dominating the game like never before. Page 60. Still kicking. It's been a couple of decades since these future Hall of Famers entered the NFL, and they're not done yet. I have a picture here of Todd Gurley of the Los Angeles Rams, running back. After a postseason in which their star rusher barely played, the Rams hope a bounce back year from Todd Gurley can get them over the top. Page 16 of this issue. Primetime. Long heralded as a star in the making, Knicks first-round draft pick R.J. Barrett is ready for the NBA. Page 20. My Path to the Pros. The top United States player, Sloane Stephenson, has always shared her love of tennis with her family. Page 22. Back to school. Whether you're setting a high score on a test or on the court, do it in style. Page 62, split season. The Rays floated the idea of playing half their home games in Montreal. We imagine their midseason arrival in Quebec. Page 64, nothing but nets. The brightest lights in basketball's biggest city belong to Brooklyn, which reinvented its image. All that shine, however, does not come without risk. From the pages of Sports Illustrated, page 66, unflappable, unapologetic, unequaled. After winning the most competitive World Cup yet, with the spotlight at its brightest land and pinkest, the 19ers have a claim to being the best women's soccer team ever. And the favorites. Number 2, freeze frame. Number 7, sports cards. Number 12, September birthdays. Page 13, future stars. Page 15, LOL. Page 26, posters. Page 72, what's the call? So let's continue as we go to freeze frame, and we see a picture here of someone smiling, a Red Sox fan. July 26, 2019, Boston, Massachusetts. Before a Red Sox game against the New York Yankees, 10-year-old Nico Sapienza, a passionate Boston fan who was suffering from a spinal disease, had a request for Mookie Betts. Hit a home run. So what did Betts do? He hit three homers in the 10-5 win, making this post-game dousing extra meaningful. We have another freeze frame, page 4, and we have a picture of some ladies underneath the water, heads down. Heels overhead, July 17, 2019, Gwangju, South Korea. Members of Brazil's artistic swimming team were ecstatic to be competing upside down at the FINA World Championships. The sport, also called synchronized swimming, requires athletes to perform elaborate routines that sometimes keep them underwater for a minute. Another advertisement, we want you to nominate the next Sports Illustrated Kids Sports Kids of the Year. Know a superstar who excelled both on and off the field? To nominate yourself or someone you know, go with a parent to sikids.com/SKOTY. Now for Who's Who in Sports, page 8. Start with line 1 for this week. DJ LeMahieu. He's an infielder with the New York Yankees. His height is 6'4". His weight is 215 pounds. He was born July 13, 1988, in Visalia, California. At the All-Star break, LeMahieu led the American League in batting average, .336, was second in hits, 113, and was tied for fourth in RBI, 63. He also had 12 home runs. LeMahieu, who has primarily played second base this season, but has also seen time at first and third, was the June American League Player of the Month. He also made his third All-Star team. After 7 seasons with the Rockets and 3 Gold Glove Awards, LeMahieu signed with New York as a free agent this past January. Question: which Yankees closer was inducted into the Hall of Fame this summer? Answer, Mariano Rivera. Next we have Javon Harrison, high jumper and long jumper for the LSU Tigers. His height is 6'5". He's born April 30th, 1999 in Huntsville, Alabama. At the 2019 NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships, Harrison became the first man to sweep the high jump 7'5¼" and long jump 26 feet 11 inches events at the meet. He earned bronze in the high jump at the 2018 IAAF World Under 20 Championships and silver at the New Balance Indoor Nationals in 2017. Harrison won 8 Alabama state titles, including 4 as a senior at Columbia High. He won the high jump, long jump, 110-meter hurdles, and 300-meter hurdles. Question: which team won the 2019 men's NCAA outdoor title? Answer, Texas Tech. And finally for today, Coco Gauff, tennis player, World Tennis Association Tour. Her height is 5'10". She was born March 13, 2004, in Delray Beach, Florida. At Wimbledon in July, Gauff, whose name is Corey, became the youngest woman to reach the second week of a Grand Slam since 1991. She upset Venus Williams 6-4, 6-4 in the first round. In the next two rounds, Gauff defeated Magdalena Rybakova and Polona Hercog. Gauff turned pro in 2018 after winning the girls' 18th Orange Bowl singles title. At 13, she was the youngest United States Open junior girls finalist ever, and at 14, she was the second youngest French Open junior girls champ. Question. To whom did Goff lose in the Wimbledon quarterfinals? Answer, Simona Halep, who was the eventual champion. Warm-up, page 9. So we hear the champions of the National Basketball Association, Toronto Raptors. One and done. Leonard delivered a championship in his only season with the Raptors, then left for the Clippers. Burning question. Should more teams go for it? Kawhi Leonard never wanted to play in Toronto. When the Raptors traded for the Spurs disgruntled forward in July 2018, it was widely suspected he was a year away from signing with an L.A. team in free agency. And the Raptors had done all right without him, leading the Eastern Conference with 59 regular season wins in 2017-2018. Still, Toronto President Masai Ujiri gave up fan favorite DeMar DeRozan, center Jakob Poeltl, and first-round pick for a player who the season before had only played 9 games because of an injury. At the time of the deal, it was uncertain whether Leonard would even agree to suit up for the Raptors. Of course, he did. Averaging 30.5 points per game in the playoffs, Leonard almost single-handedly delivered the Raptors their first NBA championship. Across sports, teams rarely take the kind of chance Toronto did. Typically, a struggling club unloads a pending free agent for lesser assets because something is better than nothing. Or a GM will give up the goods on the condition that an incoming star signs a contract extension. Leonard did ultimately leave for L.A., signing a max contract with the Clippers. That doesn't mean the Raptors or their fans regret the trade even the tiniest bit. Will other franchises in the Big Four leagues follow their example? Should teams go for it more often? For every Kawhi Leonard, there are 5 cautionary tales about the dangers of going all in. Remember the Nets championship run with Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett in 2014? Have you seen the highlights of Mark Teixeira's World Series winning homer with the Braves in 2007? Did you ever read about the Vikings' early 90s dynasty led by Herschel Walker? No. That's because none of those things happened outside of the daydreams of a few hopeful general managers. But that was enough to motivate those executives to set their franchises back several years. Blame the memory of those disasters for the conservatism of the modern GM, or blame math. With analytics enabling teams to put dollar figure values on players, they're increasingly reticent to trade rookies who sometimes make league minimum salaries for multi-million dollar superstars. Making all the right moves does not guarantee a championship, however. Teams aspire to be the next Patriots or Warriors and build a dynasty by developing homegrown talent and making shrewd, low-risk signings. Drafting a Stephen Curry or Tom Brady, however, is about as likely as successfully infiltrating Area 51. Very few clubs achieve dynasty status. More likely is a small window of contention during which a few high-risk deals could push the roster over the top. Yet those kinds of trades remain rare for a simple reason: job security. Sports executive gigs are very lucrative and equally insecure. One bad trade can cost the person responsible $1 million salary. Ironically, these pressures cause GM to eventually go for it at the exact wrong time, when their squads stink and they're desperate to save their jobs. See the Mets various years. So kudos to Urigi for nabbing Leonard at the right time in spite of the chance that it might not work out. Flags fly forever. Front office jobs never last. Unboxed, taking the lid off the coolest sports gear. Kawhi Leonard became New Balance's flagship basketball athlete when he signed his last November, And on February 15th, the company announced that he was getting his very own signature shoe, the Omnis. At the All-Star Game 2 days later, he wore one of the six colorways, black and white, with a red stripe, which is called Best Kept Secret, a reference to himself. That's not exactly the case anymore after this year's NBA championship. The original limited release of the Omnis during the Eastern Conference semifinals sold out quickly. Following Leonard's move to the Clippers in free agency, New Balance announced a limited edition of the shoe on the left, Return of the Fun Guy, decked out in his new team's colors. It sold out in minutes. The shoes use a new and improved version of the fuel cell foam that most New Balance running shoes have, which offers great comfort and support and enough traction to withstand the hardest cuts on the hardwood. The Omnis are the next can't-miss signature NBA shoe. Advertisement. Best if used. 40% of food in America is wasted. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. SaveTheFood.com. Page 12, warm-up, continues. 2018 Brickyard 400 champ Brad Keselowski and his team all kissing the ground at the Indy 500, or the Brickyard 400. Now, what to watch? Indy Band, Brickyard 400, September 8th, 2 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, NBC. Since 1996, the winner of the September NASCAR race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway has kissed the Yard of Bricks, one of the most iconic venue features in all of sports. The 36-inch strip that runs along the start-finish line at the Speedway is all that remains of the 3.2 million bricks that once paved the track. See if you can match the teams on the right with similarly tiny portions of the unique elements from their stadiums and arenas. September birthdays. September 5th, Washington Mystics forward guard Elena Deledon celebrates her 30th birthday. September 8th, Houston Astros pitcher Garrett Cole turns 29. Midfielder Luka Modric of Real Madrid and the Croatian national team is 34. September 10th, St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Paul Goldschmidt turns 32. September 12th, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck celebrates his 30th birthday. September 14th, Miami Heat shooting guard Jimmy Butler turns 30. September 17th, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is 24. September 19th, point guard Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks celebrates his 21st birthday. September 20th, Toronto Maple Leaf center John Tavares turns 29. September 23rd, ATP Tour player Juan Martín del Potro of Argentina is 31. Page 27, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr turns 54. And finally, September 30th, closer Kenley Jansen of the Los Angeles Dodgers turns 30. Page 13, on our radar, Kendra Waite. Her height is 5'10". Her birthplace is Gardner, Kansas. Her birth date is November 18, 2002. Her sport is volleyball, track and field. Kendra, a two-sport athlete at Gardner Edgerton High School, won two events at the 2019 Kansas 6A Championship track and field meet as a sophomore. She finished first in the 100-meter dash and the shot put. It was Kendra's second straight title in the 100. She also finished second in the pole vault and fourth in the 200-meter dash and led all competitors in points scored, 34. Her performance earned her the Gatorade Kansas Girls Track and Field Athlete of the Year Award. A setter in volleyball, Kendra led the Trailblazers with 111 total blocks and 944 assists last season en route to a state tournament appearance. She was named to the all-tournament team. The younger sister of Cassie Waite, who was the Big 12 Libero of the Year, for Kansas in 2016. Kendra has committed to play volleyball at Creighton University in 2021. Sports Kids of the Month. Luke Silway, age 11, Ankeny, Iowa. His sport is football. Playing quarterback for the Ankeny Patriots, Luke threw for 25 touchdowns in 6 games. He led the league in TD passes and yards. Luke didn't throw an interception in 4 of his last 6 games. Noam Feldman, age 10, Los Angeles, California. His sport is baseball. Noam, a fifth grader at Orr Elihu Academy, threw an immaculate inning, 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts to help the 10-and-under Beverly Hills All-Stars defeat Culver City 1-0 in the District 25 tournament. Joseph Awingoya, age 9, Juliet, Illinois. Sport is boxing. Joseph won gold in the 90-pound weight class at the USA Boxing National Junior Olympics in Madison, Wisconsin. The eighth-grade athlete ranked 2nd nationally in the 90- and 95-pound weight classes. Are you a sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a sports kid of the month, submit your nomination at sikids.com/sportskid. Continuing with warm-up. What's in a name? Mistaken identity. Every once in a while, 2 professional athletes crop up with the same name, like Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, far left, and safety Cam Newton, near left, who once signed with the Panthers. Here are 3 more notable namesakes. Sebastian Aho, the Finnish Hurricane forward hooked at the Swedish Islanders defenseman in the NHL game in March 2018. It wasn't the first time they had tangled. Hailing from bordering rival countries, the 2 Ahos had met in international games. Adrian Peterson, the one you know is on the left, chasing records as a member of the Washington Redskins. When the future Hall of Famer entered the NFL, however, there was another AP who played running back. The Bears' Peterson had 1,283 rushing yards for his career. And Brady Fagel. 2 Brady Fagels pitching in the minors, both with red beards and sports goggles. What are the odds? A DNA test showed that the A's prospect left and the Rangers minor leaguer have the same Germanic heritage, but aren't related. Paris Saint-Germain forward, Kylian Mbappe's favorite things. Favorite food, ice cream, coconut. His favorite animal, cheetah. His favorite emoji, eyes covered. Sports other than soccer, basketball. Favorite actor, Jason Statham. Favorite subject in school, sports. Favorite food, pizza or pasta. Page 15. Sound off. Which fictional character would you most like to be? I'll go with Super Mario. I started playing when I was as little as I can remember. We had the Sega machine, which is very old, and we would always play Mario Kart. Amanda Kessel, United States Women's National Team and Metropolitan Riveters forward. I think I'd rather be like Aang from The Last Airbender, because he can not only manipulate water, but also manipulate wind, fire, and earth. That's from Justin Reed in the Houston Texans safety. And finally, I would be the 4th Powerpuff Girl. I love watching the Powerpuff Girls because they were inspiring superheroes who saved the world and always got their job done. But they were also known as Sugar, Spice, and Everything Nice. I appreciated how they were fierce to accomplish their mission, but they were always kind and compassionate to all people. They taught me that it is possible to be a relentless, tough competitor while also being respectful and selfless at the same time. Sydney Weiss, Los Angeles Sparks point guard. Primetime, R.J. Barrett, New York Knicks position shooting guard. Spotlight. The Canadian scorer has long been heralded as a star in the making. Now that he's a pro, the first-round draft pick is ready to embrace his bright future. The Santa Monica Pier is one of the most well-worn tourist spots in all of California. But for R.J. Barrett, after the past 12 months, spending 2 hours among strangers was a welcome opportunity to relax and blend into the crowd. So, in between a two-day workout one afternoon in late May, he brought some friends from Toronto to the boardwalk's mini amusement park. They ate hot dogs and funnel cakes and jumped on a hydraulic tower that took them 44 feet in the air before dropping straight down. Barrett shot carnival free throws. He won a stuffed L.A. Chargers pillow, but he declined to join in on the Inky Scrambler, an octopus-themed spinning teacup sort of thing. "Come on," he said. "That's five-year-old stuff." Just a few weeks later, Barrett, the shooting guard from Duke, was selected with the third pick in June's NBA draft by the New York Knicks, and he's excited for the challenge of playing on one of the game's biggest stages. "I'm glad the city wants me here as much as I want to be here," he said. Barrett's time in the spotlight began well before he got to college. The 6'7" combo guard's name has been a fixture in basketball circles since he was in middle school. Born in Toronto and raised outside the city in Mississauga, Ontario, he's one of the most heralded basketball prospects in Canadian hoops history. His father, Rowan, played professionally throughout Europe and South America. Rowan Jr., RJ, was 3 months old when his dad was in Sydney as the captain of the Canadian Olympic basketball team. His dad's close friend on that 2000 Olympic team, Hall of Famer Steve Nash, is RJ's godfather. "He's becoming an adult before our eyes," Nash says, "with all he's gone through and what's been thrown at him. As a human, it's awesome to see him grow." While Rowan Sr. was still playing abroad in Europe, RJ spent his first 8 years excelling in soccer and lingering on the court after his dad's basketball games. RJ's parents were reluctant to push him toward one sport, but in the end, they couldn't keep him away from basketball. His dad said he was uneasy about the decision to focus solely on hoops. "What are you trying to accomplish in basketball if you're going to quit soccer to do it?" "Maple Magic. Advertisement. My Path to the Pros by Sloan Steve. What we'll consider for next week. We all have the power to stand up to cancer. Avengers, Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer, one of the biggest villains of all, cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or question, please call 919-832-5138.
Talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do.